Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me. And welcome to a brand new episode of ABU, the podcast.
Lucy and I have lovingly selected some of the standout threads from the world's busiest forum to bring to you. And today we hear users' most ridiculous complaints, and they are ridiculous,
yep.
And relive a classic thread which gives Pillow Talk a bad name.
And as if all that wasn't enough, the one and only Annika Rice. I love her.
Oh, wow.
She's taking a break from the cha-cha-cha. The cha-cha-cha. She's on Strictly Cha-Cha-Cha. She's taking a break from the cha-cha-cha to be this episode's A-list adjudicator. Now, we've all seen those ridiculous TripAdvisor reviews. In fact, we talked about them on a previous episode, as you may remember. But what happens when you're faced with an outlandish complaint in real life? Well, one poster had clearly had enough of the general public when they posted, ABU to ask for the most ridiculous complaint you've ever received.
Oh, I never get complaints. Actually, I do, in the millions, the minute I open my mouth. Now, as you can imagine, this question struck a little bit of a chord, and I, for one, loved going through the answers because it made me feel better about myself, Lucy.
It really did. There are some people out there who love to complain.
Oh, my God.
This one I love. This is travel related. A guest on a walking safari couldn't cope with animal droppings, so the safari guides had to clear the path ahead.
What?
People are pathetic.
Oh, my God.
They?
The woman who came to Cornwall and complained that the sand was wet, that one made the news. What the hell?
Here's one from a teacher. A parent complained that they had seen me eating at McDonald's, and because we are a healthy school, it set the wrong example. It was the summer holidays and they were in there too.
Now, what episode of ABU would be complete without a look at the wonderful classics board?
You know, barely a day goes by without me having at least a cursory glance at the classics. And this one certainly leapt from the screen with its title, Penetration Man.
Oh, yes. I mean, we could just leave you wondering, but we're not that mean. So the original poster said this.
I'm really looking forward to reading this. Really looking forward to it. Here she goes.
0898 502 502. I went out with a man many years ago who was very kind, interesting, handsome, drove a lovely car.
Well, that's important. He had a lovely car.
None of these things are important. No, I'm only joking. Drove a lovely car and was very popular, but I ended the relationship because he seemed to think whispering penetration in my ear was sexy.
Penetration.
I also finished with a bloke because he had thick blonde hair on his arm. Could have been worse, could have been on his back. Anyway, I mean, that's just me. Now I know that means at the time I was very shallow. So what is the shallowest reason you have ever had to finish a relationship?
Seems something wrong about saying you were very shallow in relation to penetration. Penetration. I once dumped someone because he jizzed on my favourite shoes. And I just couldn't look at them in the same way again.
Or wear them.
No. Of course you couldn't look at them in the same way because they had jizz on them. I mean, what? Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the ABU podcast a lady who made jumpsuits the must-have item of the 80s. And now she's swathed in sequins as she trains for the new series of Strictly so excited to welcome the one and only Annika Rice.
Am I being unreasonable to we in the sea?
Oh.
What? Of course you wee in the sea.
That's what it's there for.
Thank goodness you said
what?
That. Yes.
I mean, that's a true joy of weeing in the sea, especially if the water's really cold. What? Next.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.